So, as I mentioned, this represents the Baltimore site. Nothing smarmy going on. The purpose of our study was to understand the opinions of Baltimore African-American female adults and female adolescents regarding the targeted food marketing environment. In particular, our study sought to answer the question, what influences teen girls to eat what they do? In addition, we sought to determine if and how opinions differ between adults and teens. We partnered with an all-girl magnet high school in Baltimore. We collaborated with the school administrative leadership in order to identify and convene a community advisory board, which consisted of students, parents, and school staff. All advisory group members were asked to recruit up to 4 peers from different social groups in order to serve as our community informants for our project. 4 students, 2 parents, and 2 faculty members associated with the Baltimore High School served as our community advisory board. In total, they recruited 16 participants, which consisted of 7 female adults and 7 female adolescents. We had a total of 7 focus groups, 4 adolescent focus groups, and 3 adult focus groups. We used a somewhat different technique, photo voice. Instead of representing a day in the life of, we used photo voice as a technique to elicit, to determine which factors influence teens' eating behaviors. These pictures were just, we asked participants to take pictures of items within their surrounding environments that they thought answered our research question. So all participants were given a digital disposable camera. These pictures were then used to facilitate small group discussions. All small group discussions were moderated by 3 different graduate research assistants, and they all used the same semi-structured guides. A quick breakdown of our sample. It's similar to what was presented with Lori's sample. The average age of adults was around 43. For our teen girls, it was around 15. Most of them came from an educated family or were educated themselves. It's interesting to note that the self-reported BMI for the adults was in the obese range, whereas girls, semi-normal. All focus groups transcripts were transcribed verbatim and then coded using Atlas TI. All adult focus groups were combined into 1 transcript, likewise for teens. Thus, for all analyses, we conducted separate analysis for adults and teens. Afterwards, we conducted 2 distinct analyses in order to address our research questions. The goal of the first analysis was to identify the most salient or overall themes for each group, the adults and teens. We performed a second analysis, which was a network analysis. The goal of this network analysis was to provide a graphical depiction of how our themes or codes interacted with each other in order to address our research questions. For the network analysis, we first generated a correlation matrix of all our codes. With this correlation matrix, we determined that the codes that had at least 5 connections to other codes would then be input into UCINET and NetDraw to create our graphical figures. The results from our first set of analysis indicate that for both teens and adults, there were 4 similar salient themes. They were advertisements, availability, place, and price. And when you look into or take into account the context in which these themes were thought to influence teens' eating behaviors, the context behind the quotes are similar. For instance, for the adults, this one quote from an adult, and I think ads are serving their purpose because the purpose is to get the consumer's attention. Along similar lines, a teen was quoted as saying, but it is likely they are still advertising it, so it is like it is right there. They're going to get it. Likewise with availability, the context in which both groups remarked how availability influenced teens' eating behaviors were along similar lines. For an adult, what is available to teens definitely dictates that they are going to eat it. For a teen, if our parents cook it, then I want to eat it unless I just have to be hungry. However, there were subtle distinct differences in how each group viewed place as an influencing factor. adults specifically tended to view place in a more favorable manner. Specifically, adults thought of place as a mechanism in which teens can socialize and interact. And as a byproduct of that, they also happen to eat. And so in general, adults view this favorably. In contrast, teens thought of place in a more negative manner. For teens, place represented an uncontrollable factor in which the food choices were limited and the options weren't necessarily ones that they wanted to eat. Likewise for price, again, there were subtle differences with respect to the context of how price influences teens' eating behaviors. For adults, they know how much that stuff costs and that they will scrounge their pennies and they are not going to get a bit of nutrition for their buck, but they're going to get full and they're pleased that for $3 they can get full. So basically, adults did not think that teens considered the nutritional value and just went for a food that was cheap. Conversely, teens did show savviness and did show a high level of awareness that there was a trade-off, that there was a trade-off between cost and nutrition. And they did voice displeasure that the items that cost the less were more than likely the items that were the most unhealthy items. This is the graphical depiction of the adult code of networks from the focus groups. So a way to look at this graph, the squares are the nodes. The bigger the square, the more connections it has. So the nodes represent the degree centrality measure, which is the number of connections. So the more connections, the more it is thought to influence our research question, which is what influences teen girls to eat what they do. So from this graph, it appears that price, ads, and education are the three most salient factors and have the most connections with respect to our research question. To give you an example of how price and ads connect, this is a quote that would represent this connection. Girls see a commercial or hear on the radio that they can get a meal for real cheap, like $2 or $3. Based on this quote, it would be coded as both price and ads, and hence we generated this connection. For the teen network of codes, you can see that obviously it portrays a drastic different picture of connectedness between the codes. Compared to the adults, you see that the top three codes are food, place, and price. And unlike the adults, the teen network of codes indicates that education and ads really are non-factors in influencing their eating behaviors. Here's an example of how food, place, and price might be connected. At a fast food place, I can get a variety of foods, like a cheeseburger, chicken fingers, whatever, for really cheap, like $3 or so. In summary, from our first round of analysis, it appears that adults and teens both perceived the same themes, which were ads, availability, place, and price, as the most salient influencing factors on their eating behaviors. However, when you take into account the context in which these themes answer our research questions, there are subtle differences with respect to place and price. Same with the network analysis. Our results revealed subtle differences between adults and teens. For adults, the code connections portrayed price, education, and ads as the prevailing factors, whereas for teens, the prevailing factors were food, place, and price. In summary, it appears African-American adults appear to perceive the food marketing environment differently than adolescents. From the network analysis, it appears that we still need to continue to educate our adolescents with respect to helping them choose more nutritious, helpful options, and hopefully in enlightening them that marketing may ultimately influence their eating behaviors. We would like to thank the support of the faculty, staff, and students at Western High School, and especially their vice principal, Rhonda Clyburn. Thank you for your time.